The former obligator nodded.
Well, my lord, it's like this. Those numbers relating to the percentage of people who fall ill to the mists, they're just too regular to be natural. Nature works in organized chaos, randomness on the small scale, with trends on the large scale. I cannot believe that anything natural could have produced such precise results.
What do you mean? Set asked.
Well, my lord, Norden said, imagine that you hear a tapping sound somewhere outside your tent. If it repeats occasionally with no exact set pattern, then it might be the wind blowing a loose flap against a pole. However, if it repeats with exact regularity, you know that it must be a person beating against a pole. You'd be able to make the distinction immediately, because you've learned that nature can be repetitive in a case like that, but not exact. These numbers are the same, my lord. They're just too organized, too repetitive to be natural. They had to have been crafted by somebody.
You're saying that a person made those soldiers sick? Set asked.
A person? No, not a person, I'd guess, Norden said. But something intelligent must have done it. That's the only conclusion I can draw. Something with an agenda. Something that cares to be precise.
The room fell silent. And this relates to the Inquisitors somehow, my lord? Demue asked carefully.
It does, Elland said. At least it does if you think as I do, which I'll admit not many people do. For better or for worse, Ham said, smiling. Norden, what do you know of how Inquisitors are made? Elland asked.
The scribe grew uncomfortable.
I was in the canton of Orthodoxy, as you may know, not the canton of Inquisition.
Surely there were rumors, Elland asked.
Well, of course, Norden said. More than rumors, actually. The higher obligators were always trying to discover how the Inquisitors got their power. There was a rivalry between the cantons, you see, and, well, I suppose you don't care about that. Regardless, we did have rumors.
And? Elland asked.
They said, Norden began, they said that an Inquisitor was a fusion of many different people. In order to make an Inquisitor, the Canton of Inquisition had to get a whole group of Allomancers, then combine their powers into one.
Again, silence in the room. Vin pulled her legs up, wrapping her arms around her knees. She didn't like talking about Inquisitors.
Lord Ruler, Ham swore quietly. That's it. That's why the Inquisitors were so keen on hunting down Scar Mistings. Don't you see? It wasn't just because the Lord Ruler ordered half-breeds to be killed. It was so the Inquisitors could perpetuate themselves. They needed Allomancers to kill so they could make new Inquisitors.
Elland nodded from his place at the front of the room. Somehow those spikes in the Inquisitors' bodies transfer Allomantic ability. You kill 8 Mistings, and you give all their powers to one other man, such as Marsh. Says it once told me that Marsh was always hesitant to speak of the day he was made an Inquisitor, but he did say that it was messy. Ham nodded.
And when Kelsior and Vin found his room the day he was taken and made an Inquisitor, they found a corpse in there. One they initially assumed was Marsh.
Later, Marsh said that more than one person had been killed there, Vin said quietly. There just hadn't been enough left of them to tell.
Again, Set said, does this all have a point?
Well, it seems to be doing a good job of annoying you, Ham said lightly. Do we need any other point?
Elland gave them both hard looks.
The point is, Set, that Vin discovered something earlier this week.
The group turned toward her.
Kolos, Vin said. They're made from humans.
What? Set asked, frowning. That's absurd.
No, Vin said, shaking her head. I'm sure of it. I've checked living Kolos. Hidden in those folds and rips of skin on their bodies, they are pierced by spikes. Smaller than the Inquisitor spikes, and made from different metals, but all of the Koloss have them.
Nobody has been able to figure out where new Koloss come from, Ellen said. The Lord Ruler guarded the secret, and it's become one of the great mysteries of our time. Koloss seem to kill each other with regularity when someone isn't actively controlling them, yet there always seem to be more of the creatures. How?
Because they are constantly replenishing their numbers, Ham said, nodding slowly. From the villages they pillage.
Did you ever wonder, Elend said, back during the siege of Luthadel, while Chastity's Koloss army attacked a random village before coming for us? The creatures needed to replenish their numbers.
They always walk about, Vin said, wearing clothing, talking about being human. Yet they can't quite remember what it was like. Their minds have been broken.
Elend nodded. The other day, Vin finally got one of them to show her how to make new Koloss. From what he did, and from what he's said since, we believe that he was going to try to combine two men into one. That would make a creature with the strength of two men, but the mind of neither.
A third art, Ham said, looking up. A third way to use the metals. There is allomancy, which draws power from the metals themselves. There is ferrochemy, which uses metals to draw power from your own body, and there is...
Marsh called it hemallergy, Vin said quietly.
Hemallergy, Ham said. Which uses the metals to draw power from someone else's body.
Great, Seth said. Point?
The Lord Ruler created servants to help him, Ellen said. Using this art... This hemallergy, he made soldiers, which we call Koloss. He made spies, which we call Chondra. And he made priests, which we call Inquisitors. He built them all with weaknesses, so that he could control them.
I first learned how to take control of the Koloss because of Tensun, Vin said. He inadvertently showed me the secret. He mentioned that the Chondra and the Koloss were cousins, and I realized I could control one just as I had the other.
I still don't see where you're heading with this, Demu said, glancing from Vin to Elend.
The Inquisitors must have the same weakness, Demu, Elend said. This hemallergy leaves the mind wounded. It allows an allomancer to creep in and take control. The nobility always wondered what made the Inquisitors so fanatically devoted to the Lord Ruler.